This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll free to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
Are you? We've been talking about strikes, specifically surrounding the protest that's going to be happening by Uber drivers. Coming up on Wednesday morning in New York City and other cities across the United States as they are protesting Uber going public with an IPO. It's just a time for them to make their concerns heard, and they want to be treated like employees even though they're contractors. And there was even a lawsuit in the UK that I believe was successful at making them seem as though they are, I guess the UK deciding that they are going to be considered employees. If I'm mistaken on that, correct me on that, please. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. But similar lawsuits in the United States have not been successful, where U.S. courts have decided, no, these are not employees. They don't meet any of the aspects of what an employee is like as compared to a contractor.
Which is true under at least federal law.
Right.
New York might have more stringent laws about that, but Uber drivers are clearly contractors.
Yeah.
Whereas there's a lot of people who are contractors, and it's like, are you really? But we'll just go with it because it kind of benefits everybody.
And you know this because you are a tax professional, so you've looked at, you know, companies' taxes, and you know a thing or two about what defines an employee versus what defines a contractor.
And there's a lot of things that are kind of shady, but if the IRS doesn't catch you, I mean, and I've never done anybody's payroll, so I've never put them in that way. They kind of come to me already having 1099s or W-2s, mm-hmm. but...
What is the key distinction between an employee and a contractor?
It's a balancing test. It's if you set your own hours, if you use your own tools or equipment.
That would make you a contractor.
Yeah, if you're assigned jobs rather than time periods, if you have more or less control over the way the work is done. And, like, most contractors aren't actually contractors, even though they're paid that way, which is good because it's better for the employee and the employer.
Well, because the contractor gets the whole amount, they don't have taxes taken out if they're a contractor, right? You get paid for whatever the job is.
I think 1099s are hit harder than your 1040s.
Well, not really.
Really?
It's supposed to be that way.
Okay.
So you have expenses. So if I'm an employee, I might be actually incurring expenses that I only incur because of my work. So I might have a bigger data plan. I might have to buy all kinds of uniforms and boots and whatever else. I might have all these expenses and mileage driving to job sites, depending on how spread out your job sites are, that can be pretty significant, even though you're not. The IRS is lawful evil, and sometimes they overestimate how much things cost. I think that the IRS mileage is overestimated, but you get to claim it.
If you're a contractor?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
So...
But you can do it as an employee as well.
No, you can't.
I know employees of delivery places that do.
That claim mileage on their tax returns?
Mm-hmm.
Like pizza delivery
space
people?
For that.
They can what?
There's not even a space for that.
Well, they do it. They are most certainly employees. And I know at least two of them have done it.
And job expenses got removed starting this year.
For employees, is what you're saying. Yeah, Seattle, I couldn't tell you. She's the expert on these things. Yep. I haven't paid taxes since 2004, so I don't know.
But Uber drivers
it.
Are clearly contractors. At least the way right. I don't know what they do in the UK, but in the US, Uber drivers are clearly contractors.
So we can there's not really much more to say about the Uber situation, but if you guys want to weigh in as callers, you're welcome to join the show. Let's go to Jay. He's calling from New Hampshire. Jay, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I wanted to let you guys know how roofers.
Oh, go ahead.
I want to let you know how roofers get around to this employee tax thing.
Okay.
So in at least two states, I know of two operations doing this. And for example, the workman's comp rate is like $27.50 an hour or something for every $100 you pay your employee. Well, to get a competent roofer to actually show up to work, that man's worth like $2,000 a week that does his job,
mm-hmm.
especially like in these particular jurisdictions. And so when you got to pay a guy $2,000 a week and then you got to pay him $27, $27.50 on every 100, that's a lot of money. So I know a couple of roofing companies, what they did is basically the company is going to go out of business because they just couldn't afford to pay all their employees this workman's comp. So what they did was they set up as some kind of corporation, and they're all owners of the corporation. And they all most of them have the same last name, which probably helps too. But it basically turns into a few hundred thousand dollars a year in savings if they were to have to. And it has a whole bunch of tremendous other benefits too, like the roofing company owns all their cars and pickup trucks, you know, so everything, they're all write-offs, for example, you know, of all these employees, of these owners. So they'll definitely find all kinds of ways. There's all kinds of loopholes, as I'm sure Melanie's aware of, for, you know, particular situations when you.
So what you're saying is, even though these people, you know, would otherwise be considered to be employees, you know, under most organizational structures, this one's different because they're allowing them to be owners of the company to some extent. What is it like? Is it where the founder of the company has a large chunk of it, but then these guys have like 1%, or like how do they figure that?
Well, so definitely the one company is 14 guys. And they all own equal shares. And then the other one is a family. And while grandpa owns most of it, and, you know, the grandkids and the great-grandkids own, you know, all their shares. These are the two outfits I'm aware of. But they don't have to pay workman's comp on the owner. It doesn't have to be, you know, put into workman's comp, only employees. So if you own a landscaping company, in this area, I don't know if this is true in all states, but in one state anyways, or two states, if you own a landscaping company and you go out and mow lawns, you don't need to have workman's comp. But the minute you have someone working for you,
mm-hmm.
that guy needs workman's comp. And like some outfit like OSHA in Massachusetts, well, they're not called OSHA, but they actually show up on the job site and they want to make sure you're paying workman's comp. They do this with roofers and landscapers a lot, like in Boston and Springfield, Mass. Like quite often, especially the guy who's just there with the pickup truck, you know, and got a couple of ladders tied to it, and he's just, you know, fixing someone's roof and got a kid helping him. They try to nail those guys. They target.
So this helps because the company has to budget for workman's comp with every employee, but now they can budget to just pay these employees or pay these people, these co-owners, without paying them the workman's comp, meaning that they can pay them more technically if they were charging
you know,
the same amount instead of having to hold back some for workman's comp. They can just pay it out. But doesn't this also have some maybe unintended consequences? Like, for instance, what if one of these co-owners is lazy?
Exactly.
What if they don't show up to work? I mean, how do they fire the co-owner?
Well, I don't know how that works, but I thought you were going to get to the point. Let's say somebody falls two stories and busts his whole body up and is crippled up. You know, now they're not collecting workman's comp. You know, that's a lot of the issue. So with the roofing family, you know, these dudes are like super safety conscious, and I've worked with them. They taught me how to roof. Super safety conscious because they know that they're not receiving a workman's comp, you know, paycheck.
Well, I imagine most people
hurt themselves, yeah.
I imagine most people would be a bit more careful doing these dangerous jobs if they knew that, you know, their livelihoods were literally on the line.
And roofing is one of the most dangerous jobs in the United States, in the world. Like, if you look at the list of top 10, it's usually, like, number one.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm not terribly surprised by that statistic. I would be more surprised, you know, to see a roofer who was not safety conscious.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, sure, I can fall off this roof and, you know, break my spine and never be able to walk again, but I'll get workman's comp.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose there's probably just something written into the provisions of how the business is organized that could allow them to remove an owner with enough co-owners voting to, you know, vote that person out or whatever. So it's an interesting workaround, Jay. Thanks for sharing that. That's our Jay Noon. He's our Wednesday night co-host. But he won't be on this. You will be on this Wednesday night.
Yeah, I'll
be hosting with Chris. Chris Reitman will be here heading to show up as Mark and I head out to Tokyo. Thanks for the call, Jay. More coming up here, 855 450 Free Like Freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. Our number for you, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. ForkFest 2019 coming up soon, in just over a month from now, actually. June 13th through the 18th at Rogers Campground. Beautiful location in the White Mountains of New Hampshire. You will be hanging out with other liberty-minded folks, libertarians, voluntarists, liberty-loving anarchists. And it's June 13th through the 18th. It's going to be a decentralized libertarian camping festival, which means there's nobody who's in charge. There's no organizers. There's no central committee. There's no tickets. There's no ticket price. It's the only cost of whatever it would cost you to get there and whatever it costs you to rent a camp space, which, of course, you can share with other people, so that can bring your costs down pretty significantly. Probably the most affordable libertarian camping festival as a result of that. So come on out and join us. Free Talk Live is going to be broadcasting from the event. You can join us. Go to forkfest.party to learn more. There's a ForkFest Telegram chat room. A couple of new people just joined that today. There's also the ForkFest Forum, and it is in those places where you can kind of find out some of the things that are going on. What are the attendees planning to do? Because everything that happens is just created by the attendees. Whatever it is that they decide they want to do, maybe it's throw a party, maybe it's put on some sort of gaming event, poker game, or, you know, maybe they want to have speech sessions, or I don't know what they're going to do. I know I've heard a few different things are being planned. There's Man Camp, which Jay Noon, who just called in a few moments ago, he's putting that together, which will, like, help people learn how to do manly things, like chainsaw or, you know, whatever. So that should be fun.
Grill a steak and all that good stuff.
Yeah, like metalworking, I think. And then there's Derek and Steven from AnyPay that are going to be throwing basically raves every single night in a tent that they're going to be putting up with some pretty badass sound speakers, from what I'm told. And Steven's going to be DJing those. So that'll be cool. The Big Gay Dance Party is moving. It's back from it used to happen at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And the last time it happened there was in 2015. So it'll be the first time returning, the Big Gay Dance Party returning, but not returning to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, returning to, for the first time ever, ForkFest. It's the third annual ForkFest. We will look forward to seeing you there. ForkFest.party is where you can go learn more about that. So our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's Ian and Melanie and Aria in the studio here tonight. We've been talking about employee strikes, or contractor strikes in the case of the Uber strikes that are expected to happen on Wednesday morning. But in other news, there's a video game company called Riot, that is Riot Games, based in Los Angeles. And I have not played a Riot game before, but apparently they make a game called League of Legends. I've heard of this game. I am guessing it's like a role-playing game.
It's a MOBA, a multiplayer online battle arena, kind of like Smite, the one that I can quite often be seen playing.
It's just a
PvP game.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's based around, it's not based around, it's very similar to Defense of the Ancients or Dota.
This is all outside of my experience with video games. I don't know what any of that means.
Well, it's basically four players versus four players, or five in some instances.
So it's not like a massively multiplayer game?
No.
Like a World of Warcraft or something like that?
No, it's more like a first-person shooter, except it's not a shooter or first-person.
So it's like a third-person thing where you're like behind
Smite
the character?
Smite is third-person. Mm-hmm. Dota and League of Legends are top-down.
Oh, I see. Okay. But you're in a relatively small game with only a handful of players.
Right.
That's what you're saying. So, according to Kotaku.com, there was a walkout today. Over 150 Riot employees walked out to protest forced arbitration and so-called sexist culture.
Forced arbitration usually isn't upheld anyway.
Forced arbitration usually isn't forced because you signed up for a contract.
Well, right, that's also true. So forced arbitration is never upheld.
Right.
If you, in fact, kidnap people and bring them to your arbitration court, the state courts are going to throw that out.
Right.
And probably have some other things to say. But arbitration clauses are usually not upheld anyway.
They're not upheld? Just period?
Usually, if they're in a form contract, they're usually thrown out.
Meaning that if a company, you know, you get a job and it says in the contract that if you have any issues that you can't go to court, you have to go to arbitration.
Your life has one of these.
Most companies have them because nobody wants to get court.
It's every contract ever because court is more expensive than arbitration and
right.
drags on forever.
Right. Arbitration is relatively quick compared to courts. And you know, and the longer you have to spend in a legal system, the more costs you're incurring. So it's more expensive to go through the court system as
yeah,
well.
Apparently, I have a fundamental constitutional right to make T-Mobile spend money on lawyers if I decide I'm unhappy with them for no reason whatsoever.
So what you're saying is every time it's been challenged, arbitration clauses are struck down?
No, I said usually.
Usually.
I'm not going to say every time for anything that has anything to do with law. Because there's always going to be some crazy judge somewhere who's going to not do it. But
why are they striking them down? I mean, it's a contract. Shouldn't they be upheld? The person signed the contract.
Yes, but this is what state courts are doing.
Mm-hmm. Because it benefits them?
What?
Because it benefits the courts, basically? Is that the idea?
I mean, that probably doesn't hurt, but if you want to maintain a guise of, I'm here and I provide these services, and that's why I have to bomb the Middle East and steal half your income. If someone else starts having competing services in those in your core areas, it probably isn't great for your legitimacy.
I see what you're saying. So over 150 discontented Riot Games employees walked out of the League of Legends publishers' offices in Los Angeles today to protest the company's stance on forced arbitration. Standing in a parking lot on Riot's campus, employees held picket signs and gave impassioned speeches. Quote, we're asking that forced arbitration be ended for all past, current, and future Riot employees, including contractors, and in current litigation, said Jocelyn Monahan, a social listening strategist. What do you think that is?
A made-up position of somebody who's, in fact, unemployed.
Social listening. Is that somebody who reads tweets about your company? And
that would be my guess. Something along those lines.
In an interview with Kotaku, standing in front of a sign reading, Rioters Unplugged, a play on Riot's internal Riot Unplugged meetings, Monahan would later tell her assembled colleagues through a megaphone, asking to feel safe does not make you entitled. Not sure what that means. Monahan had one major point she hoped to get across to her colleagues, even those who chose to stay at their desks and continue working. She says, We are what makes Riot great. I want us to feel solidarity and connection with each other. I want us to feel connected. I want us to feel like our voices are heard, and heard in a way that matters. Unquote. Colleagues took turns speaking through the megaphone, with several admitting that they were scared to participate and be labeled as anti-Riot. Said one, quote, I was worried. I was like, what if I go and no one shows up? I'm a little less worried about that now. That person said. Others are showing their support with the hashtag RiotWalkout hashtag, which others...
those are two very different things. Walking out is one thing.
And tweeting
a
about
riot,
it?
No, a riot is an entirely different thing.
Well, a riot's the name of the company.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sorry, but it becomes a lot weird. Funnier if you overlook that.
Yeah.
Also true.
We're coming up here at 855, 453. This may be the very first ever labor-related walkout for a large game studio. And there's been a call among some people in game programming for unionization of their employees. We actually just happened to cover that last night. It's Free Talk Live.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo hard at work in Finland meeting with his Russian counterpart. Pompeo speaking with reporters saying the Trump administration keeping a very close eye on what's going on in Iran and in Venezuela.
I made clear our view that the Venezuelans deserve a democracy that is doesn't have any foreign party running their country or involved in their country. So we want the Cubans out, we want the Iranians out, we want Russians military out. We had that conversation.
In other news, he's arrived, but we haven't seen him yet. Meghan Markle gives birth to a baby boy, 7 pounds, 3 ounces. Prince Harry telling reporters,
still thinking about names, Alan. The baby's a little bit overdue, so we've had a little bit of time to think about it. For us, I think we'll be seeing you guys in probably 2 days' time as planned as a family to be able to share it with you guys and so everyone can see the baby.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Talk Live, you dial in toll-free. You can bring up whatever you want here. We're talking about a game company having a walkout today involving at least 150, according to the article over at Kotaku. 150 of their employees walking out and speechifying to one another about getting rid of arbitration clauses in their contract, and also apparently over some sort of alleged sexual harassment within the company. With you in the studio tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
Melanie.
Aria. We can go to your calls and thoughts here. You can bring up whatever you want to discuss, but also I want to make sure that you know about the AMP program. And thanks to Cam Cakes, who is a Free Talk Live Platinum Amplifier. I mean, Cam Cakes gives $25 a month to the show. Now, we only ask for five, but for whatever reason, Cam Cakes wants to do more than that, and we're not going to say no. So if you want to help support what we do here at Free Talk Live, then go to the AMP program at ampamp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there with credit card, with PayPal, with Bitcoin, BTC. If you like the fact that we're on nearly 200 radio stations from coast to coast, and also on other platforms like Twitch and DLive on the internet, podcasts, live streams, we got all that stuff. If you appreciate it and you want to help us do more, then please go to the AMP program and sign up and get the perks over at ampamp.freetalklive.com. As we continue, we go to your calls and thoughts here. David is in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Hey, yeah, I just got off a four-hour-long phone call with the public defender who was helping me. We accepted the conditional surrender of the state of New Mexico just now.
What happened?
They, they, Well, in that law, in that case where the state of New Mexico was prosecuting me for the University of New Mexico radio station KUNM that wanted me to go to jail for 364 days for calling into their KUNM call-in program.
Right. Yeah, you called into a call-in show. They told you to stop calling. You called back, and then they had the police come arrest you.
Yeah, well, there's one step in between. Wow. The arrest. Here's another funny thing that happened. Here's how good your government is. They arrested me because I failed to appear to the hearing when they had sent me a summons. But the state of New Mexico, being geniuses that they are, they sent the summons to a non-existent address, and it was returned to them. And the court records indicate the summons was returned as undeliverable. And then the judge issued a warrant for my arrest because I didn't show up to the hearing that the summons that they sent out went to
existed. You didn't know
exactly
the hearing existed.
So they arrested me for that, and I spent 3 days in jail for their clerical error. But anyway,
sounds typical for government.
The state of New Mexico has decided that they would like to conditionally surrender to me. They give up. They say,
"What are the conditions?"
The conditions is this is all a pride thing, basically. If I don't call the program that I already don't call for the next 6 months, then they'll dismiss the charge. So, anyhow.
So your argument in that case was going to be that this is a public university and that because it's publicly funded, therefore you should be able to call even if they don't like it.
That's but my you, argument, yeah. But,
you never had the chance to make the argument because they want to get you out of their courtroom. They want to say, we're willing to drop the charge just as long as you don't call for 6 months.
Right, but what they don't know is that now that I'm not spending any time or energy fighting them in a local metropolitan court over a misdemeanor, now I have time to go to the federal courthouse and file a civil rights, a 1983 claim over that same issue that they are discriminating against me on several different levels and telling me that all other political opinion is welcome to call in and question or comment, but if your name is my name, then you cannot call in, and because we don't want to hear from you anymore.
You're going to escalate this. You're going to take this up to the federal courts.
Yeah, I'm going to. They wanted to prosecute me criminally, and so now they've surrendered on that one, and I'm going to go to the federal courthouse and prosecute them civilly and ask them for some money for my trouble.
Now, what are your views or characteristics that you happen to possess for which you would be discriminated against?
Well, several different levels. First of all, let me answer the discrimination thing second. First of all, there is a First Amendment free speech association aspect. That's enough all by itself. That's enough to file a civil rights claim. On top of that,
not for deplatforming you.
Platformed by a government agency.
It's a public company or a public college, so it's not the same thing as Facebook or YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah, from my viewpoint, the public radio station at the University of New Mexico is no different than the motor vehicle department. If I go into the MVD and they say, "No, David, we don't want to give you a driver's license. So we don't want you on our roads anymore." The public radio station owned by the state of New Mexico is no different. It's no different than them saying, "No, David, we're not going to give you a license to be on our radio station. We don't want you on our airwaves anymore." To me, it's the same thing. They're both publicly controlled and paid for institutions. It's the same
thing. Now, do you have an attorney who's going to help you with this case, or are you competent enough legally to be able to file a civil case in federal court on your own?
I don't yet have an attorney. I will be asking attorneys if anybody wants in on this case, and if they don't, I'll do it myself. It's really not that difficult.
I'm going to tell you right now, 1983 claims are incredibly difficult, and no one should be filing them other than an attorney who specializes in 1983 claims.
Now, I mean, best case, Melanie, I mean, this case involving him not being able to call into a radio show, I mean, do you think there's going to be a significant compensation here? I'm going to guess no. Even if he were to prevail.
I would imagine not, but I don't know that that's your goal necessarily, right?
What is your goal?
No, there's two goals. One is that they need to reverse themselves and allow anybody who is within the normal parameters calling in to, and I don't mean normal parameters in a narrow focus, but I mean in the broader sense, if they have a valid point and it's anywhere near in the area of their topic, that they don't discriminate and censor which of those individuals' speech they're going to allow, you know, unless they want to sell their radio station to a privately controlled enterprise, and then they can do what they want because it's their private business. But as long as the taxpayers own you and pay for you, then you need to stop censoring and discriminating against who can call it.
What they could do is they could just close down call-ins and just not take any calls whatsoever, right? Like, they could do it that way, but as you're saying, as long as they have calls that they're allowing, they should allow calls from anybody.
Yeah.
Should they allow calls for a minimum amount of time? So, because, for instance, on this show, we are not a government-run entity, so we get to make decisions about all kinds of things. But ultimately, I decide whether or not I want to continue with a call. If a call's boring, if it's uninteresting, it's not going to last as long as an interesting caller. Are you going to try to argue that all calls should be given a minimum amount of time? Because what if they let you call in and you're like, I'm David from New Mexico and I think that you guys are bad, and then you keep trying to talk and then they cut you off? Would that be okay with you?
Yeah, unless they're trying to game the system. So the short answer to your question is no, I'm not trying to have to do with that. What I am trying to have altered is when they maintain a blacklist that Ian Freeman, we do not like his political viewpoint, and we are not going to allow Ian Freeman by name to call in to our radio program. That is the behavior that they should not be allowed to do. And so they should be allowed to scrutinize, like you're saying, with the exception if they're doing that and using that instead to accomplish the same goal, and it's obvious, which it would be if every time Ian Freeman calls in, they let him talk for 10 seconds and then find an excuse to end the call, and all of their other calls average out to, you know, to 2 minutes or a minute and a half, then that's obvious and looks like they're trying to skirt the ruling. And
thank you for the call tonight, David. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. As far as being an attorney and taking on that case, it just doesn't sound like there's a big payday.
Well,
it doesn't sound like there's a case.
You often get attorney's fees in 1983 claims.
Ah, okay.
Attorney might get paid and you get...
More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year. I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a Big Ten approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. Freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTL50, sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry. But I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. Freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50 for a discount.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Thank you.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want in these remaining moments. There's enough time for you if you dial in right now. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got our Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. You can jump into one of those. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us tonight. It's Ian.
Melanie.
Aria.
And, of course, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We've got live streaming that we do on DLive and Twitch. DLive is currently, it's like the new kid on the block for live streaming platforms, video streaming. DLive.lrn.fm is where you can go to follow our profile there, and you'll get to watch not just Free Talk Live, but also Aria's show, Call to Freedom. That happens on a weekday basis from 4 to 7 in the afternoon, so just before Free Talk Live. So you're actually on your sixth hour now of doing talk radio here. And DLive is on track, I would say, to within our first month being on DLive, because we've been on there for almost a full month. We may actually exceed the number of followers that we have on Twitch. So DLive may surpass Twitch within the first month of us being on DLive, certainly within the second month. I'm sure it will. But we've been on Twitch for more than a year. So DLive, we've reached almost Twitch levels of followers with almost 12 times the quickness. So that's pretty impressive. So thanks to everybody following us on either platform, whichever your preference, twitch.lrn.fm and dlive.lrn.fm. Let's go to Rick. He's listening in Georgia to WWNS. Hello, Rick.
No, it's Rick, brother.
Ray?
Rex. R-E-X.
Rex. Sorry about that. The board op misspelled it there. Go ahead, Rex.
I was just wanting to weigh in on y'all's little dilemma about the Ubers and the yellow cab.
All right. Tell me about it.
Well, I'm a Houston, Texas yellow cab operator. Licensed by the city of Houston, and I also drive for Town and Country Airport. So I pick up people from the hotels and get them to the Intercontinental or the Hobby Airport, whichever one they got the flight out of.
Okay.
And I did it for a long, long time. And as far as that yellow cab, listen, man, if you go drive for yellow cab, you can expect to spend a lot of time on your taxi stand trying trying to get a wink of sleep in the back seat. Can't afford no hotel room. Can't afford to rent no place. Just
really?
I'll tell you what. Yeah, buddy.
You're saying it's tough. You're saying working for Yellow Cab is tough. Now, do you actually rent?
Yellow Cab, Liberty. I tried a little bit of all the taxi cab drivers, and they all the same. You lease your cab, you got to pay that lease to start with.
Right, that was what I was going to ask you, is what do you got to, you got to pay them a nightly fee, or is it weekly?
Yeah,
how does that work?
You pay them out of whatever, how many rides you get. They just charge you a certain amount every month. It's just like making a car payment.
So you don't pay, you don't pay up front. It comes out of whatever you you bring in for the night?
Well,
no, I think
no,
he was saying the opposite.
Yeah, you are. You're obligated to pay that lease regardless and use the money that you make off of the rides to pay your lease with.
Right, so but are you paying up, but are you paying up front? Meaning, do you pay the lease that night before you take the car out?
Yeah, you drive all night and make the money and they get it.
Okay, so it's after the fact.
Yeah.
Okay, because I asked you if it was beforehand, you kept saying yes.
You just don't get none of the cash, is what I'm saying. They used to get none of it.
Well, wait a minute.
It's all
right. You're still getting...
When they gave you the call, they get most of the money off the call.
Well, right.
And
they're getting...
You still have to pay your lease.
Right, and you can't use your own car, right? So you have to use their car. So
yeah, if you got a yellow cab, you got to have a yellow cab under you.
They got you by the balls, basically. They got you, you know, every way, you know, which way and sideways.
You have to have a license. You have to have a license through the city of Houston.
So you have to get a government permit in order to get the car in the first place.
Yeah, city government permit to drive.
Yeah, so you got to pay the government gang. Thank you, Ray, for the call tonight, Rex, rather. So you got to pay the government gang their fee. Then you got to pay the taxi cab company their fee to be able to take their cab out, which they then, you know, they have to send you the business. So if they don't like you and they want you to stop, you know, doing business with them, they can just cut down the amount of fares that they're giving you. And eventually the amount of fares you got coming in won't be enough to cover the fees you got to pay. So they can kind of, you know, push you out in that way.
Isn't that the case in New York as well, as far as these taxi tokens and things like that? I heard they were pretty valuable.
In New York, they have what's called a medallion. Yeah.
Is that it?
They used to be as much as like $1 million for a medallion in New York. The census has come down because of Uber and Lyft, so it's no longer as expensive. But they have a very limited supply of these medallions because they didn't want too many people competing on the streets. They wanted to keep
rates high. They wanted to manipulate the supply.
That's right.
In order to...
Yeah, and they're doing the same thing now with Uber and Lyft in New York City, where they are no longer handing out licenses. So if you want to be an Uber driver, in most cases, like in New Hampshire, if you want to drive for Uber, as long as you or Lyft, as long as you can pass the background check and you have the car that qualifies, meaning newer than 10 years, usually four doors, you're good to go. You can just start giving rides. But in New York City, you have to get a license. So there's an extra hurdle.
But again, how would they know
the process
unless Uber or Lyft is willing to turn that information? They are.
Yeah. Yeah, because they, you know, if they don't do what the city says, then they'll come after the executives.
Ah, yeah.
So,
well, get out of New York City then, yeah. Uber. That's the solution here.
That's the best bet, absolutely. But that is a lot of money that they'd be leaving behind, so you can understand why they do try to jump through some of the hoops.
Yeah.
In that case. So, we were talking about this Kotaku article about 150 programmers, 150 or, you know, whatever their job is, at Riot Games in Los Angeles walking out what may be the very first labor-related walkout for a large game studio in history. The company's management is allowing its employees to participate and has urged managers to be accommodating and understanding. In an email to Kotaku this morning, Riot representative said, quote, "We respect rioters who choose to walk out today and will not tolerate retaliation of any kind as a result of participating or not." Because there were obviously people who did not want to walk out. They wanted to keep working. In the months since their Kotaku's investigation uncovering endemic sexism at Riot Games, five current or former employees sued the company, in part for violating California's Equal Pay Act. Last week, Riot filed a motion to force two of those current employees into arbitration, an extra-legal forum where a suit does not go in front of a jury. Recently, 20,000 Google employees walked out to end forced arbitration. Months later, Google announced that it would comply, but only for harassment cases. Last week, Riot announced that it would now allow incoming employees to opt out of forced arbitration for harassment suits and would consider extending that to current employees, quote, as soon as current litigation is resolved. So when you look at arbitration, which we were discussing earlier, the reason why it exists in these contracts, and there's arbitration in like your cell phone contract, there's arbitration in pretty much every terms of service.
If you signed a form contract, there's an arbitration clause
right.
in it.
And that's because arbitration's faster, arbitration's cheaper, it gets the job supposedly done. Now, what I would like to know from anybody that knows a thing or two about arbitration is, does it seem to be fair? Like, meaning, I think the classic argument against arbitration is, well, yeah, sure, of course corporations want arbitration, because the arbitrators will rule in favor of the corporation.
I don't have any idea.
Do you know, Melanie?
I don't know.
Do you have any idea about arbitration? I mean, you went to law school.
I don't know.
Yes. It's never the employee requesting an arbitration clause, though. So
sure.
That's probably why that idea, you know, is prominent.
Yeah, but that's probably largely just because an employee has no idea
what arbitration
to ask for, or yeah.
Right. Employees aren't going to court all the time, whereas these corporations are being sued left and right in a lot of cases.
You just walk in and they hand you a stack of documents and they're like, sign this, and you're like, okay.
Right.
Like, that's about as far as most employees are going.
So I don't know if that's true. I mean, I would be interested in hearing from people who've actually gone to arbitration and who had a positive or negative experience with it. Did you feel as though your side of the case was listened to? Was it actually...
Well, it can't do worse than a state judge.
Well, yeah.
That is not...
I don't know. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I'm not sure. Like, if the arbitrator is beholden to some extent to the corporation, then they might be more likely to rule in favor of the corporation. On the other hand, maybe arbitrators are more professional. Maybe they're more, on average, maybe they're more likely to give fair rulings than somebody in the so-called justice system.
I would like that to be the case. I just don't expect it to be.
Well, they're definitely professionals. That's right. What they do for a living, unlike a jury.
But aren't most of them, like, retired judges anyway?
That's another good question. It's sort of like this area that I know exists, but I don't know a whole lot about it and how it works.
I'm going to have to look into it.
So if you know more, you can tell us another night, because we're done for tonight. You can join us online in the meantime, between now and then, on freetalklive.com.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.